Tuesday. Did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch up.
Hey, catch uppers, how you going?
Sorry, we're just flipping someone off on the television.
Yeah.
That's actually what we're doing.
Yeah, no, I'm still doing it.
There's another radio show on the TV right now. We're flipping them off.
Don't tell them.
Not going to tell you who it is. They know. They know why they're getting the finger. Hey, Nath, big catch-up / podcast. Now, during it, it's right at the end, you mentioned that you ate dog food.
Yes.
Your sister dared you.
She dared me to do it.
Dared you eat dog food. Now, we didn't really get to talk about it. I've got some questions.
Mm-hmm.
What did the dare? Was it just like, hey, I dare you to eat dog food? Was there a challenge?
It wasn't an official dare. It was more like I was feeding our dog, Rambo at the time, R.I.P.
No, it's R-O-R-A-M-B. Oh, no, sorry.
R.I.P. Because he didn't get enough food because I was eating it. No.
He was like, feed me, I'm hungry. And you're like, shut up, this is my food.
Shut up, Rambo. No, I was feeding the dog and my sister was like, it was one of those comments like, you won't eat that.
How old would you been?
Me or him?
No, you.
Me, I would have been maybe 15.
Okay.
So she would have been
old enough to know better.
She would have been around 12. Ah, 16's where you really come into your own.
16's when you stop eating dog food.
No, she goes to me, she goes, you won't eat that. And it was just one of those things like, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
And I just ate it.
So was it just the solo biscuit?
Like one little of those little dry biscuits.
The pebbles, like, yeah. Essentially.
It wasn't great.
Okay, yeah. So that's my next question. Yeah. What did it taste like?
It's very salty. And just a bit like,
was it? I imagine them to be really crunchy. Or are they soft?
No, it was crunchy. It was crunchy. Although the thing with Rambo was because his food bowl was always next to his water bowl.
Yeah.
And they'd often stick to his mouth and fall in the water bowl. So there were soggy ones in there. Yeah. So it depends how he likes them.
Oh, so did you eat out of the bowl or out of the bag?
I ate out of the bag.
Okay.
But I was feeding
him. You're not an animal.
No.
Hey, Nath, I forgot to ask during the ads, but because if those of you listening for the first time, Nath drives a spaceship that is the radio. He's in charge of all the bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. Give us a bell and whistle, Nath. Boom. Can you get me a boom? Do you have that available?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, sweet. I mean, if you think it's needed.
Not the drum roll. It's a bit long.
Okay. Oh, okay, go ahead.
But you'll know when. Look, Nath, it's going to be 20 years since J.K. Rowling brought us the world of Harry Potter, where she enlightened us about life, just like a Lumos spell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird when you make the Harry Potter jokes.
Yeah, look, I thought it was for you.
Thanks.
Again, if you are listening for the first time, Nath is the resident Harry Potter fan of Jimmy Nath. You're a huge fan, Nath.
Love it.
You went to Harry Potter World?
Went to Harry Potter World in California.
Yeah. You bought a wand?
That was the first time I went. I've been twice.
Oh, you've been twice?
Yeah, no, I didn't buy the wand. The wand chose me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I should have left the Harry Potter stuff for you. just thought you might have appreciated it. But look, 20 years since Harry Potter. Time flies, doesn't it?
That's huge. Wow.
Yeah.
As of what date? As of this year or literally this date?
No, it's coming up soon.
Oh, okay.
Coming up. I don't have the exact date because, again, I'm not a massive Harry Potter fan.
You're doing your best.
I had to Google Harry Potter jokes to get the old enlightened Lumos one. But look, a lot of people are jumping onto Twitter, Nath, with the hashtag things Harry Potter has taught me. So basically, it's things they've seen in the movies or read in the books, and then they've applied that to real life, and they've learned a lesson.
So this is the thing: there's real life lessons in Harry Potter.
Yes. So people are saying, "Hey, it's not just a book for jugglers. What are they called? Clowns?
Jugglers?
Magicians?
Magicians?
Yep."
Jeez, jugglers.
The famous,
it's not the greatest showman. The book.
I love when Harry Potter sung, "This is me." So people are sharing things that they've learned in the real world. I'll share a few of my favourites with you.
Go ahead.
Hashtag things Harry Potter taught me. Running into a brick wall at a train station really does hurt a lot.
Well, that's if the charm's been disabled and you can't get through.
Yeah, some people are saying don't run into walls.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's the lesson.
What a great lesson.
There's another one. To be grateful that I only have to go into the closet under the stairs to get the vacuum. Hashtag things Harry Potter taught me.
Yeah, that's because we keep our vacuum at home in our closet under the stairs.
Yes, this is common things. But in the books, Harry Potter lives under the stairs.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does.
And finally, if you give... You'll have to explain this one, Nath. If you give someone a sock, they are supposed to go away. I keep giving my laundry to my wife, but she never leaves. Hashtag things Harry Potter has taught me.
Well, technically they don't go away. It means they're free. Because when Dobby gets a sock from his owner...
Yeah, no, sorry. Coming up soon, it'll be 20 years since J.K. Rowling first released Harry Potter. Now, you're the massive Harry Potter fan here at Jimmy and Nath.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people on Twitter are sharing hashtag things Harry Potter has taught me. So things they learned in the books, and now they can practice that in real life.
Yep.
And because you are such a massive Harry Potter fan, I thought you could share something you've learned that you can use everyday life.
Well, I've got plenty of things, but there's one that I wanted to start with
today.
Let me get rid of this because this is important.
Yeah.
At school, this is what I learned from Harry Potter. At school, always be friends with at least one smart kid.
Okay, now why took me through it?
Well, this is off the back of Harry and Ron, the two main protagonists.
Yeah.
Are mates with Hermione.
Yeah.
Hermione's a genius.
Isn't protagonist the villain?
No, that's antagonist.
Antagonist. You just said main characters.
Yeah, well.
Stop trying to be fancy. Stop trying to be magical. Protagonist Leviosa.
It does sound like a spell. No, Harry and Ron, friends with Hermione.
Yeah.
Who gets them out of all the sticky situations? Hermione.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Yep.
Because you asked for one. Yeah.
Hey, Nate, can I get an example?
You certainly can, Jim. Thanks for asking. In the first movie, The Philosopher's Stone, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, they have to go and find Professor Quirrell.
Yep.
Now, they have a few challenges to get through. Who's in charge of figuring out the answers to all these challenges? It's Hermione. For example, Devil's Snare. They get stuck in the plant. Hermione comes up with a spell to free them.
Okay.
Genius.
So
if you've mates with dumb kids, they're not going to know the spells.
Yeah, but you only need one smart kid. That's
you don't want to overdo it.
No.
You don't overdo it because then they're all competing. And,
yeah, it's not a fun time either. You know what I mean? They're all talking about books and stuff. And you're like, shut up.
It's like, you bloody protagonist, get out of here.
Okay. Okay, I like it. I like where you're at.
What do you think? Is that a valuable lesson?
Yeah, it's a valuable lesson. You should always have. So, is that school or is that in life? Do you need to have them in life, or once you finish school, you don't need that smart person anymore?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't know what happened to Harry and Hermione past school, so I don't know if they're still mates.
Didn't Hermione and Ron hook up?
Yeah, I think they did actually.
Wait, you're the Harry Potter fan.
Got him.
Got him a beauty.
Mosquito experts have come out with four foolproof tips to stop mozzie bites from itching.
Okay.
Do you have it? Just before I get into these, do you have any tips to stop mozzie bites from itching?
Don't let them bite you.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it starts with prevention, eh? prevention is key. Get yourself some Aragard.
Drown them in Mortine when you see them too. That's what I do.
No, just cover yourself in Mortine, because otherwise if you drown
them... Not Mortine, Aragard.
Potato. Cover yourself in something.
Although Mortine smells nice these days.
You can get some flavoured Mortine, that's true. You can get lemon. I'm using that instead of my Lynx. Africa.
Does that have the same effect of all the people come towards you, like in Lynx?
Yeah, 100%. Louis the Fly won't leave me alone. Jimmy, what are you doing? It's me, it's Louis.
Here's some of the ideas that they came up with. The first one, apply baking soda and lemon to your itchy bites. So squeeze a lemon and then put baking soda around it.
Yeah, won't be doing that.
A lot of effort.
Yeah, it's too much effort.
And you also need it for, I mean, the lemon in your Coronas. If you'd cook them with the baking soda, what a waste. Don't waste your time.
I'm glad you've brought us this list, Nathan, and then just first one, get rid of it.
Second one's not much better. Basil and onion, that can reduce the swelling. So if you put basil and onion around where the mosquito bite is, apparently that's supposed to reduce the swelling and then stop the itching.
Sure you didn't Google fun recipes?
I'm on Jamie Oliver's website.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you've instead of picking up mosquito bite book, you've picked up Jamie Oliver's book. They're right next to each other at the bookstore. I can see where the confusion lies.
This one's good because I actually do use this one.
Yeah.
It's actually a placebo effect, the crisscross method. So the one when you've got a mozzie bite and you push your nail down into it once and then you do it again to make a cross on the top of the mozzie bite, and it's supposed to stop it from itching.
Now I'd argue you're playing noughts and crosses. But you know what? You've moved away from recipes.
But also turning mozzie bites into a bit of fun.
To a fun game.
You know what I mean? And then the last one, take an oatmeal bath. Apparently, it's supposed to help it.
These sound like old wives' tales. Like my grandma used to say a cold tomato cures, like, sunburn. I'm not even kidding you. We get sunburned.
Did she ever try it?
Yeah. She'd cut a tomato in half and then you'd rub it on the skin.
So what? All the kids at the beach were putting on sun cream and you're...
No, sorry.
Butcher's knife.
No.
All right, here's the tomato.
No, let me clarify. If you are thinking of doing it, it doesn't prevent sunburn. It helps heal sunburn.
Oh,
so it's like it's like afterwards. So instead of aloe vera, my grandma had cold tomatoes.
Mm.
And cold too. Because I remember once I tried to get one just off the table. It was, what are you doing, Jimmy? It's warm!
Hit 100.9.
Quarter past seven for your Tuesday. It is Jimmy Nath on Hit.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Now, if you missed it, earlier in the show, it wasn't Jimmy and Nath, it was Jimmy and Batman.
Tay-Tay. Oh, it's gone. Oh, wow. Not my shining moment, was
yeah.
it?
Really enjoyed having Batman in the studio.
Tay-Tay.
Good. Good, you've made a full recovery, mate. Well,
I apologise to all those listening, and I also specifically apologise to Taylor Swift, because I butchered her song. 13, 12, 16 now, give us a call. Do you have a spare beer laying around that you can give to us? Because we want to pass it on to our good friends in Zimbabwe, because the people in Zimbabwe, Jim, they're in a crisis. They have announced that within 1 week, they're going to run out of beer. No beer in
Huge.
Zimbabwe.
That is massive.
So the supplies of Chibuku Shake Shake beer, Chibuku Shake Shake.
Shake, shake, shake.
That should be the ad.
Chibuto.
Buku.
It's
Okay. You tried. That was good, though.
It's better than your attempt doing Batman over Taylor Swift.
So Chibuku Shake Shake beer is the country's biggest brewer, and they've said that they've run out of ingredients. So this is the main beer that everybody's drinking. They said they've run out of ingredients, and people apparently are panic buying, and they don't know what to do, because in a week... Nothing.
No beer, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Definitely. You'd go down and you'd buy a whole case. You'd buy a keg.
So you're saying that you would panic buy? I would certainly panic buy if I heard this news.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Stock up. Yeah. If not, great advertising campaign from Kabuku.
Clever, isn't it?
Guys, we're running out. Wow.
Stock up, guys, quick.
Breaking news. We've found all the ingredients. We're going to make a full recovery and we can start making it again.
I tell you the other thing I love about this Chibuku Shake Shake beer. It comes in a carton, like a milk carton. That's what you drink the beer out of.
Beer in a carton?
Yeah, the Shake Shake beer, mate.
Dangerous, though, when you wake up in the morning and you're a bit tired.
Which one's milk?
Because on an odd occasion, I've nearly poured orange juice into my cereal.
I feel like pretty clear if it's orange juice or not.
No, when you're pretty tired, you don't know.
Orange juice in the carton.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking. Okay, yeah, this is back in the day. Mm. This is why our milk's in the carton, our orange juice in the clear bottle, mate. I need to see the difference.
You've cleared it up. Yeah. So you've done that before.
Cleared it up, well done.
Oh, well done. So here's what...
You said it. You can't say well done. It's like making a joke as a comedian and go, hey, good on me for making that funny.
Do you have a spare beer that we can send over to Zimbabwe? Because the poor people of Zimbabwe, Jim, they're in a crisis. They have announced that within 1 week, they're going to run out of beer.
Yeah, devastating news.
Horrible. It's the Chibuku Shake Shake beer, which is the main beer there. They've announced the brewer can't get any more ingredients.
Yeah, they're out of ingredients.
So it's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible news. Mm. Everyone should have the right to, you know, have a beer if they want to have a beer.
Exactly.
If you don't have a beer, I mean, geez, what are you doing on a Friday afternoon?
Exactly. You can't go and get your Chibuku Shake Shake. No.
Can you stop giving the company a plug? It'd be like, you know, saying Cascade 20 times. It's turning into an ad for Kabuku Shake Shake.
I apologise.
Yeah. Unless they're paying the bills here, Nath. No, we're not mentioning them. Stuff them.
So we're asking the people of Hobart to donate some spare beers if they've got laying around, and we're going to send it over to Zimbabwe. Kyle from New Norfolk. Kyle, have you got a spare beer hanging around, mate?
Yeah, mate. I've got
Tui's
Extra
right
here,
mate.
Ah,
oh,
beautiful.
The Teds.
Tui's Extra,
right there. Kyle, is that a favourite beer of yours, mate?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Don't mind it. How long have you been hold on to that bad boy for, Kyle?
I only brought a six-pack last night, mate.
Okay, oh, nice.
It's good, fresh.
Okay, that's good. It's
fresh. That's good, because, I mean, we're sending it over. I don't know how well they're going to transport, so fresher the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Kyle, is it chilled?
Can be.
Can be chilled.
All right. We haven't thought about how we're going to send them over.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe an esky, a bit of ice. That's
probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, good. Good from Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle. We'll take that 10 off your hands. Alicia from Baghdad. Alicia, have you got a spare beer hanging around?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Oh, you got a few. Okay.
Do you want to give us a few, or is there one in particular you want to get rid of?
Oh, you can have them all.
You can have them all.
Wow, Alicia, you are like UNICEF.
You're doing... really good things. Alicia, do you have a favourite beer that you like to send over?
I don't actually like beer, and they might be my partner's, but he'll get over it.
Okay,
mate,
so...
he's got to think of the people in Zimbabwe. They don't have access to these beers.
He'll just go buy more, it's fine.
Okay, so Alicia, do you not like your partner drinking beer? Is this why you're trying to get rid of them? Is he in trouble? Is this some sort of punishment?
No, he'll deal.
You deal?
Hit 100.9.
7:45 for your Tuesday on Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy and Nath.
Look, that was good, Nath. Wasn't your best work, but it was a lot better than earlier.
Wasn't my best work. What was wrong with that one?
Quarter. I didn't like the way you said quarter.
Oh no, I made a point of enunciating quarter then.
Okay, well that's your choice. I wasn't a fan. You know, that's why movies have reviewers.
I hate those reviewers.
I'm sure...
You're the rotten tomato of this show.
I'm sure people make movies and they go, you know what, I'm going to call this movie a 7:45. And then the reviews go, you know, that was a terrible choice to name it that. But, Nath, look, earlier on the show, you stumbled. We were playing Taylor Swift and this happened.
Tay-Tay. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Yes, Batman made an appearance on Jimmy and Nath. Thank you for coming in, Bruce.
I wouldn't call it a stumble. I'd call it like a voice change.
Yeah, bold choice by you. You just told us you committed to saying quarter. Did you commit to doing that accent? Or?
No, that really got me by surprise. Snuck up on me. I had no idea that Batman was there.
Well, you know, he's the Dark Knight.
Mate, that's why he's been trained by Ra's al Ghul. He's really clever.
Now, look, I don't want people to miss out on this. So I've got the audio without Taylor Swift. Okay. So this is just Nath doing his Batman impression.
Tay-Tay. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Just one more time.
Tay-Tay. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. You know what? How old are you now?
25.
Puberty hits people at different ages, mate.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. My body's changing, my voice is changing.
You'll have hair. We've never had hair before. Well, throw it to this song, mate. There you go.
Sure, as in the Shawn Mendes song.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll do this. Let it play for a little bit. Let it sink in for people.
Think about what you're going to say. You don't want to stumble. Yeah. You don't want to say quarter. You don't want to do your Batman impression.
Shawn Mendes, In My Blood, on Hobart's Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy and Nath. 13 minutes.
There he is, the big fella's back, baby.
Jimmy Nath on Hobart's Hit 100.9 for your Tuesday. 8:10. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
You nailed it again, bud. Nailed it again.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. You help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, I ding them through.
I'm always interested in musical talent and whether it's something that, you know, each individual person has or can it be handed down through the genes. Well, Nath, Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, Nirvana, he performed in California recently, and during his set, he was joined by a very special guest. Mm-hmm. This special guest, 12 years old. 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's his daughter, Violet Grohl. So Dave, he played acoustic guitar while Violet sang Adele's When We Were Young.
Oh, wow. Tricky song.
This is it.
What you said when you left me, you still look like a movie. You still sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of what.
Wow, yeah. 12 years old.
Yeah, so I have watched the whole thing. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Too much talent in that family.
Just makes you feel good, doesn't it, when someone who's a lot younger than you is so much better than you.
Yeah. Now, look, her dad's Dave Grohl. So, I mean, music talent's in the family, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but still.
What were you doing when you were 12 years old? Nothing.
Tonight.
Hey, Nath, who is your favourite celebrity couple right now?
Oh,
who are you looking at and going, gee, what a good couple.
Do Harry and Meghan count?
Yeah, I can give you Harry and Meeks.
Yeah, Harry and Meeks. They're getting married on Saturday. It's beautiful. People are over there.
I'd argue they're more royals than, I mean, still celebrities.
They're celebrities. Royal celebrities.
They're above celebrity.
Oh, so, okay, they're too high.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, then the Beckhams, Victoria and David.
Okay, I'd argue they're also a bit royal. They're a bit royal, the Beckhams. No, look, exes, Bella Hadid and The Weeknd. They've been seen together. They went on a movie date in Cannes, at the Cannes Film Festival.
They were kissing, weren't they?
Yes, I couldn't find any footage or video or images of them kissing, but apparently they did. So it looks like they'll be getting back together.
Well, how long were they broken up for?
Well, he was with Selena Gomez, so he did have a... He's gone to Selena. back to Bella.
Come back. And Selena apparently is back with Justin now. Gee, I can't keep up. I don't keep up.
That's one of your favourite couples, Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, because they're together forever. Otherwise, off with their heads.
Hey, look, finally, huge news for Drake fans. I don't know, you're one of them, Nath. He's announced a tour with Migos, your favourite rap group.
I love Migos.
But he also released a new song yesterday. Now, it's with Atlanta rapper Lil Baby.
Uh-huh.
Nath, what's your favourite Lil Baby song?
Lil Baby, I love Rockabye.
Rockabye.
Yeah, Rockabye
Little Baby. Baby. Rockabye by Lil Baby.
Yeah, of course.
Rockabye by Lil Baby. Look, this is their song. It's called Pikachu.
Pika, pika, Pikachu.
Nope, think that's the wrong audio.
Sorry,
no,
that's
I think
my fault.
This is their song, Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one.
You like that?
Yeah, man.
Now, that's Lil Baby. I didn't put the Drake in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Drake and Lil Baby are my new favourite celebrity couple.
Jade from Little Mix. We're big Little Mix fans, aren't we, Nath?
Mm-hmm.
She has asked fans on Twitter for song ideas for Little Mix.
Oh, great. Throwing it out to the people.
Yeah. So she's tweeted, songwriting again today. What ideas would you like to hear us sing about? Jade.
That's nice. That's how it should be done. You know what I mean? Don't force people to listen to songs they don't want to hear.
Yes.
Tell them what to write about.
Now, we're going to extend this opportunity to Hobart. You guys can call up with anything, and Nathan and I will do the best to write a song over the week. We'll explain how it works. But, Nathan, I just wanted to read some of the ideas Little Mix fans tweeted Little Mix.
Yeah, great.
Okay. This one's from Rachel. She said Little Mix should sing about men who pee all over the bathroom floor.
Yeah, that would be a good song. It would be relatable to a lot of people.
But would it be angry? Would there be, oh, you peed over the...
It might be a screamo song, but...
Peeing on the floor. This one comes from Josh. This one doesn't make a lot of sense, but Josh would love to hear Little Mix sing about how crumpets are amazing and hummus is also amazing.
Oh, great. Love that. Both of those are fantastic. Not together, though.
Yeah.
Don't put them together.
Don't put hummus in your crumpet.
Yeah.
But as individuals, yeah, no, really good. And finally, a lot of people tweeted this to Little Mix. This must be an inside joke or something I'm not aware of, but it's from Caitlin, and it said, I'd love to hear Little Mix sing about how the boys are back in town.
I think it's been done.
Yeah. I think that one's... Maybe they want to hear them cover it. Maybe they want to hear them cover it.
Possibly. Maybe. No. Who knows?
So what we thought, look, Little Mix and Little Mix fans shouldn't be the only one to do this. So what I thought, 13, 12, 16, give us a song idea and we'll write a song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nath, I can play guitar. My guitar's actually behind me in the studio.
You're talented at it, yes.
You write magic every Friday. You write a little song.
Yeah, I mean, my last one was about poo.
Yeah, it stinked. But what I thought, with your sort of songwriting abilities, my ability to sing and play guitar, you and me could come together and we could write a song for someone in Hobart.
So we just need an idea and then we'll expand it from there.
Give the people of Hobart some options, Nath.
Okay. Well, actually, you know what? Craig's just called. Craig, have you got a song idea for us?
Yeah, how about one on Deadpool? Throw in Ronald Reynolds and something to do with Village Cinema or something.
Okay, I like where Craig's at. Yep,
I like that. Okay.
We're seeing the movie tonight, so we could write a review of Deadpool.
A Deadpool song review. Oh, get out of here, Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, I still want to ask 13, 12, 16 and extend the opportunity to other people.
Oh, yeah, other people, call us.
But Craig's hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, look, Jade from Little Mix, she took to Twitter and she tweeted, songwriting again today, what ideas would you like to hear us sing about? From Jade. Now, a lot of people tweeted them with ideas. Now, we don't want to just leave that to Little Mix and Jade and Little Mix fans. We don't extend that to Hobart. Anyone should be able to, you know, ask, hey, guys, can you write me a song?
Mm.
So, Nath, you and I will attempt over this week, and on Friday's show, we'll play it live.
Now, look, we're not putting ourselves in the same category as Little Mix skill, but we're going to have a crack.
We're many rungs below Little Mix. Now, I will sing and play guitar. Nath, you're going to do most of the songwriting.
Yeah, I'll write some songs. I might bring in a shaker, if you allow me.
No, that's definitely... Okay.
All right, that's
we've got to concentrate on what we're good at, mate. You're good at songwriting.
Yeah, but I can shake.
Yeah, you can shake like a dog. Sit, Nate. Here's your treaty shake. So, yeah, we'll do our best to come up. Now, Craig called before. He wants to hear a Deadpool review.
That's not bad. As
so
a song.
Yeah, we're seeing Deadpool tonight. He'd like to hear that. So who else we got, mate?
Let's go to Madeline from Howrah. Maddie, have you got a song for us?
Yes, I do. So I was thinking they should sing about how much it rains in Hobart.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So,
like
yeah,
that.
Anything specifically about the rain, Madeline, or just be like, you know, hey, it's always raining. Yeah.
Just about how much it's been flooding recently and just the amount of rain.
Yeah. Malin, I'm just spitballing here. What about it rains in Hobart?
Hallelujah, it rains in Hobart.
Something like that?
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a work in progress, Madeline. I mean, we've got till Friday, so... Right.
And I also don't know the copyright laws of that song.
Well, no, by the way, if you're listening, it's an original song. We'll come up with an original song.
Let's go to Julie. Julie, what should we write a song about?
Well, I was thinking, I was driving this morning to work, and I thought, how about a big, black, romantic Angus bull sitting in the paddock looking so lonely?
Wow, there's a lot of thought has gone into that.
A black bull.
Oh, I know.
Angus.
Romantic, too.
Now, romantic in terms of, Julie, like, we're seeing the bull and we're like, wow, what a good-looking bull. Or the song would be from the bull's point of view and he's looking to find a mate.
Looking to find a lovely, nice-looking young cow.
Okay. Oh, okay. So a bit of, like, a bit of dairy love.
Yeah, well, Angus are beef cattle, so something nice and beefy.
Yeah, okay.
This song's going to be quite beefy. All right.
A real meaty song.
Not meaty, because I don't eat them. So something just like, oh, looking over the paddock, oh, that lovely, lonely lady.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
No, so essentially a love song about a bull and a young cow. It's a love song.
Yeah, that's very lonely, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like
I love it.
Okay. All right. Now, Nath, you and I, we've got a chat.
Yeah.
You are head songwriter.
Yes.
I am head performer.
Mm-hmm. And we've got to work together here.
Yes, yes. So. We're like, who are we like? We're like McCartney and Lennon.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Beatles.
Yeah, that's us.
Actually, no, you're more like Ringo Starr, and I'm McCartney.
Why am I Ringo Starr?
You're doing a good job, bud.
No, you're Ringo Starr.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are Ringo.
You said you wanted to be the shaker. Ringo's the drummer. You're the drummer.
No, he's not. I'm not Ringo.
No, I'm not Ringo. You're doing a great accent as well. Okay, no, but serious, we've got to talk. So we've got Craggy with the Deadpool review.
Yes.
We've got Madeline with the Flooding in the Rain, and then we've got Julie who wants the love song about the big black Angus bull looking for a young cow.
She's given us the most information.
I feel like that's going to make our job a lot easier.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to say I'm leaning towards Julie.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you like?
I'm also leaning towards Julie.
I just feel like there's a lot more to write. You know, there's a story there. There's a bull. He's lonely. He's in a paddock.
Also, there's never been a song written about a bull.
Yes.
That I know of. I mean, Rain. There's Raining Men.
Yeah.
Know that song?
The rain's down in Africa.
There you go. The Deadpool song. Everyone knows that one. That's been done.
Because I'm dead. I'm really, really Deadpool.
So I think we go with Big Black Romantic Bull.
Okay. We're going to write a song for Julie about an Angus bull who's lonely looking for love. He wants a young cow.
Oh, no, I just thought of an example of one.
What?
I got a bull.
No.
I got a big black... No?
Okay, all right. So how about if you're listening, Nathan and I will do our best between now and Friday. We're going to write a song and play it. We're going to premiere it on Friday's show about a big black bull.
Julie, are you happy with that?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Jim, yesterday we awarded the first jewel, Mother Tucker.
We all have
actually,
that
can you
person
stop this for a second?
Like,
oh, you want me to stop it?
Yeah, because I want to reveal something. During this, you may have heard it. We played it last week. There's a bit that goes, ah.
Oh, yeah. We've never addressed this, really.
You'll hear it in a sec. Nath will play it, but Nath doesn't even know this. That's actually my voice.
Oh, it is you?
Yeah. So we got some production made from our audio guys. I sent them an email because Nath originally sent them an email.
Yeah.
And then I sent another one and went, oh, what would be nice is like a voice that's been just been tucked in, you know, like a kid going, ah. So I sent my voice as like a, hey, this is kind of what I want, but like a kid, like a, ah. But in the thing, I went, ah.
So you didn't think they were going to actually use your
voice? No, I didn't want them to use me at all.
But hang on, we were sitting in our boss, Sweet Chili Philly's office, and I'm going, what the hell's wrong with our production guy?
Yeah, so we all sat down and we listened and went, oh, geez, what is this? And I didn't want to put my hand up and say,
oh,
yeah,
you didn't want to cop the blame.
No. Clearly my fault. I should have been a bit more specific with what I wanted. But yes, it's Jimmy attempting to be a child going, ah.
Here it is, I guess.
We all have that person who's like no other. Yep, you guessed it. It is your mother. Whether you cuddle your pillow or you're a thumb sucker, everyone loves their mother tucker. Ah.
There you are. Well done, buddy.
Ah.
Jim, yesterday we held the Mother Tuck Off to award Hobart's Best Mother Tucker. The mother best at tucking their children into bed. Basically, they had to tuck us in. And what happened was, after a sudden tuck off, we had a tie. We had a tie between two mothers, the lovely Alicia from Kingston and Donna from Southarm. And in true Mother's Day fashion, Jim, they agreed to split the prize. So we had dual Mother Tuckers.
Yeah, well, I'd argue, you know, they're definitely both winners.
Because we couldn't split them.
Mm.
They are the best mother tuckers in Hobart.
And we've got them both here on the line right now. Alicia and Donna, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
All right, mums, do you miss your sons?
Absolutely. It was very hard going, tucking my other kids into bed last night, and I missed my big boy.
Now,
it just felt like something was missing, really, didn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Alicia, I'll start with you. Yeah. Were you nervous right before the sudden tuck-off? Because we had to go to an extra round. You had 30 seconds. How were the nerves?
Oh, look, I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, I pulled out all my tricks. What the hell am I going to do now? Like,
and there's not much you can do in 30 seconds.
Well, my kids usually only get 30 seconds, so let's be honest.
Oh, so you had experience.
It was okay.
Now, look,
it was good.
Donna, I want to ask you, just to confirm, because there feel like there was a big friendship forming between you and Alicia yesterday. I just want to confirm, you two didn't know each other before yesterday?
No, not at all. We were hanging out on the couches at Harvey Norman beforehand and had already devised a plan that if we won, we were going to split the prize.
Whoa, we didn't know this.
Bit of collusion.
So did you, I mean, look, we had judges, so I mean, obviously they had to vote.
No,
but
it was not set up, but yeah, no, we'd already said, look, let's split the prize if we both win. Yeah. That's what happened in the end, so it was very weird.
I just want to confirm, ladies, you didn't both, you know, try and equally tuck the same so you could
not
split the prize.
No,
You didn't throw the mother tuck off, did you, girls?
No, we didn't.
Okay, good.
good.
Alicia, I want to ask, obviously, yesterday, after all the sudden tuck rounds and stuff,
yes,
you did a total of, was it two tuck-ins, I believe, yes?
Two tuck-ins, yes.
Now, you're obviously exhausted. Did you tuck your children in last night? Or were you like, nah, I've done enough. I'm tapping out. Tuck yourselves in.
Actually, hubby put the toddler to bed. And the other two, like, they were out cold within 10 seconds. So it was, like, so simple. Like, phew, mama had a glass of wine. It was brilliant.
Brilliant. Donna, has your life changed since you've become Hobart's best co-mother tucker?
Actually, a really funny story. I went to Coles yesterday after I went to Harvey Norman and some random lady came up to me and went, you're that woman that just won that mother tucker thing on the radio. Like, oh my God, I'm like an M-grade celebrity. This is great.
Please tell me you signed something for them. Even if they didn't ask, you just pulled out a pen and signed their like receipt.
No, but that would have been hilarious.
No, it would have been better if you kissed them on the forehead afterwards.
Girlfriends might have been watching.
Yeah, no, look, Nate's girlfriends watched the replay back again. You can see it on the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9. She's not happy, but she understands you're his mum, so it's all good.
Well, ladies, a massive round of applause and congratulations to our dual mother tuckers. You two are the best mothers at tucking their children in. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, boys.
Thanks, guys. It was so much fun.
Just want to confirm, ladies, you're going to be happy to come back next year and defend the crown?
Oh, we are.
Yeah. We're going to start training now. We've got this.
And we're asking now, 13 at 12, 16, have you eaten dog food? This is after Aussie chef Pete Evans. We all know Pete. He said that he eats his own line of specially developed dog food because he wants to prove that it's human grade. And anybody can eat it.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Nath, if you're trying to market your dog food as human quality, just sell human food and then say, yeah, you can also give it to your dog.
This is why you should be a chef, mate.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, radio came calling, mate, and I took that phone call.
Let's go to Kath from Blackmans Bay. Kath, have you eaten dog food before?
I haven't, but my husband has.
Okay, was this by choice, Kath? Talk us through it.
Well, we were playing pool a bit. We had a few drinks and there was a little bowl of dog food on the bar, which was like little liver treats. And he obviously thought they were jerky or something like that.
Did he devour it?
So he didn't know, Kath. He just thought, he's a human treat.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. He was just drinking and just kept munching on the liver.
And did he devour the whole plate?
He ate quite a bit. He didn't eat the whole lot.
And Kath, did you and everyone else realise this was happening and just refused to tell him?
Well, me and the kids did, but I didn't tell him, no.
Brilliant. Courtney from Lachlan, have you eaten dog food before?
Yes.
Okay, talk to us, Courtney. What happened?
I was about 3 years old and Mum caught me in the pantry eating dog food.
So was it the little biscuits? Was it the wet food? What kind of dog food?
Biscuits.
Biscuits, yeah.
And Courtney, have you gone back since?
No.
Okay, learnt your lesson.
Just a one-time snack.
Brad from Kingston. Brad, have you eaten dog food before?
I have, yeah. Going back to about
age 7 or 8, I think. Big bags of Chum dry dog food.
Big bags?
You didn't polish off the whole bag, Brad.
No, I didn't polish off the whole bag. We had a big German Shepherd, and I'd sneak a couple here and there. I think it was the salty flavour I enjoyed, because I did it way more than once.
So you'd sneak them like a kid is sneaking lollies, but you're doing the whole dog food?
Yeah, pretty much.
did your parents know you're doing this, Brad?
Yeah, I got caught a few times. I'll tell you what, it didn't help with my hair growth, though, because I'm bald now.